This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. So it's an interesting connection between a farmer in North Carolina and Texas A&M University. And sharks are involved, and so is tobacco. I'll talk about it after this.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
638, 6,272,639. There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We counted. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel-sized area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high-efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/inches.
I've known Pat Short for a few years now. He's a North Carolina farmer who's never really down to the dumps. He's always upbeat. But I tell you what, when he starts talking about saving sharks with the help of the United States tobacco crop, he gets very excited about it. He said to me the other day, Max, you have to come up to the farm. I want you to see these plants. I want you to see what we're doing there. What he is doing is growing a tobacco crop to produce something called squalene. Now, Pat farms right there, just like his father did and his grandfather and great-grandfather. There's a century-old tobacco barn there on the outskirts of Greensboro, and he grows tobacco just the way the generations before him did. But this is genetically enhanced tobacco, a special strain of tobacco, and it's modified for one particular purpose, to create something called squalene, a chemical compound that is widely used in cosmetics and in pharmaceuticals. Right now, it comes from shark livers. I said, what? He said, that's right, shark livers. In the Pacific, sharks are slaughtered for their fins and for their livers. And an entrepreneur has come along. He saw a niche in the market. Jason Ornstein created a company called SinShark. And he's working with scientists at Texas A&M University to develop these special plants. So a farmer like Pat Short, who has grown tobacco over all of these years, and many of his colleagues continue to grow tobacco, much of it is moving into the export market, of course, going to places like the Asian nations. But increasingly, these same tobacco farmers may be growing tobacco to make squalene. I'll be back after this.